While attending a conference of the major nuclear powers in Beijing meant to support the current international agreements on non-proliferation of nuclear weapons, the U.S. and Russia held a bilateral meeting on the sidelines to discuss the future of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, among other issues. Rather than seek avenues to reduce tensions and solve differences of opinion about adherence to the INF Treaty, the U.S. has opted to scuttle the treaty in opposition to the desire of other concerned nations to maintain all existing treaties relating to nuclear proliferation and arms control. It should be clear to one and all that the U.S. under the Trump administration has no interest in nuclear arms control. For example, even the entire U.S. intelligence community acknowledges that Iran is living up to the provisions of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPA, also known as the Iran nuclear deal. Yet Trump and his henchmen insist on demonizing Iran and illegally reimposing economic sanctions. The same attitude of noncompliance characterizes Washington's approach to the INF Treaty. The U.S. wants to deploy strategic intermediate-range nuclear missiles within reach of Russia and Iran in Eastern Europe. In order to do that, it has to break existing treaties prohibiting them from doing so. Thus, it seeks to abrogate the JCPA and the INF Treaty and impose new conditions while accusing others of acting in bad faith. U.S. actions go against the trend of nations seeking to ban nuclear weapons entirely and impose stricter arms controls. Its intent is to unilaterally maintain and enhance its nuclear strike capacity rather than engage in multinational efforts to reduce nuclear arms in order to promote global peace and security.